Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to this week's episode of the Pool Guy Show. Today I'm going to be talking about automatic pool cleaners in detail. I'm also going to give you tips on how you can sell automatic cleaners to your pool clients. This week's podcast is brought to you by InyoPools.com. InyoPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have your parts delivered right to your door. And the podcast is also brought to you by the Riptide Pool Vacuum System. You can learn more about the Riptide at www.riptidevac.com. This is the powerful vacuum system that takes large debris off the bottom of the pool rapidly, so this is perfect if you service pools in a windy area or if you have accounts with heavy leaf debris. So today I'm going to go into a lot of detail about automatic cleaners, the pressure side, return side, suction side cleaners, and robotic cleaners. I'm going to kind of take a different take on it. I'm going to just go down to the very basics of it so that if you're starting out in the business, and the reason why I'm doing the podcast, one of the guys in my group had called me and he had a lot of questions about the return side cleaner versus the pressure cleaner. So if you're starting out in the business or if you're a homeowner with a pool and you're in the market for a cleaner, this is a great way to kind of learn about everything. And I'm going to go to the very basics of the cleaners and how they operate and which one's best for your region and your area. So first off, there are three main types. There's the suction cleaner, pressure cleaner, and there's like a little slash there because there's a return side cleaner in that category, and then there's a robotic pool cleaner. So I'm going to start with the suction cleaner, and this is very typical in California, and you'll see these in a lot of pools. The suction cleaner works off of the pool filtration system. It connects to either the skimmer or the side port vacuum port, which is a plumbed in line at the side of the pool, usually in the center of the pool where you can connect the cleaner to the side of the pool. And there's a valve by the equipment where you can adjust the suction there. The older pools and a lot of pools don't have the side port vacuum port. You can just connect the automatic cleaner, the automatic suction side cleaner to the skimmer itself. And that's how it operates. So it operates off of the suction of the pool, the pump itself. So they understand the principle behind the suction side cleaner. It's like having a manual vacuum hooked up to your pool as the pool is running. So when you go to vacuum your pool with your regular manual vacuum head, you have a pool hose, maybe a 40-foot pool hose. And you connect it to your pole, and then you vacuum the pool, and it sucks all the dirt and debris up into the system, the filter, the pump and filter. And so that's how the suction side cleaner works. It's got an opening on the bottom, and it works off of the suction from the pool's filtration system, the pool pump itself. And that's why you have to connect it to the skimmer or the side port for it to operate. So there's different kinds of suction cleaners. There's the ones with the wheels, which are the geared cleaners. Also the Hayward Navigator is the geared type cleaner, the Pentair Sand Shark and Great White. And these cleaners work on a geared system, which means that they have a pre-programmed turn system. There's gears in there, like if you've had a toy that you wind up, it's got those white gears. Well, think of that on a higher level. And so it has a pre-programmed cycle of when it's going to turn the cleaner in the pool. And these are great for most pools. I like the geared cleaners over the balancing cleaners, except for certain pools, and I'll go over that in a second. So the geared cleaner, the one that I really like the best is the Hayward pool cleaner, Aquanaut, Phoenix, they're all the same cleaner, just with a different shell. And then you have the Pentair Rebel and the Little Rebel, which are an excellent choice for a geared cleaner. And you have the Zodiac MX-8 and the MX-6, which are also two great choices for the geared type cleaners. And then you have the familiar balancing cleaners like the Creepy Crawly or the Zodiac G3. These are really great cleaners also. They don't really have any kind of set programming. They just kind of bounce around the pool freely, depending on where the return jets are pointed or where the cleaner is actually moving is where it's going to go in the pool. The great thing about the bouncing cleaners is they're great for fiberglass, tile, and for vinyl pools because they'll actually climb the walls of the pools really well in those type pools, whereas the geared cleaners may not climb quite as well in that particular surface. They're great for other surface types. They'll climb all the way. If you have a Zodiac MX-8 Elite, they'll climb all the way to the waterline. Same with the Rebel. So these are a great way to keep the pool clean, and you just keep the cleaner in the pool all week long, and it runs, if the pool's running 6 hours a day, the cleaner's going to run 6 hours a day. The only caveat to that is if you have a variable speed pump and you're running it at low speed, the cleaner is not going to be effective, so you're going to have to boost up the VS pump to a high speed to get the cleaner moving. And the good thing about the VS pumps is that you don't really need to set it at full speed to get the suction cleaner moving in the pool. You can set it at 2600 RPMs or 2800 RPMs, and that is sufficient to get the cleaner moving in the pool and still save you electricity. So for a VS pump, you can set it to run at low speed for maybe 6 hours a day and then put a high speed program on for 2 or 3 hours to get the pool cleaner moving and cleaning the pool. And within 2 or 3 hours, it'll definitely clean the pool. So why I like the suction cleaners is that it stays in the pool all week, so they're very easy. You don't have to mess with them. They're just in the pool cleaning it when the pool turns on, and it'll leave the bottom really clean in most cases. The drawback, of course, is that the bottom of the cleaner is a very small opening. For it to generate the amount of suction to pull debris in, the opening has to be small. And so anything larger than maybe an acorn or maybe a pile of leaves will clog up a suction cleaner pretty easily. Doesn't matter which suction cleaner, it's going to clog it up because the opening is smaller. So keep that in mind with the suction cleaners, is by design, they're not designed to pick up very large leaf debris. So let's switch over to the pressure side, return side cleaners for that category. So if you live in a region where you have lots of debris in the pool and you're running into problems with the cleaner getting clogged up all the time, you may want to switch over from your suction cleaner to a pressure cleaner. So here's how the pressure cleaner works. The majority of the pressure side cleaners are built when the pool is built with a separate line and a booster pump. So these are the traditional pressure cleaners like the Polaris 280 or the Pentair Legend cleaner. And the old Hayward Phantom was also a pressure cleaner back in the day. So when the pool is built, they'll put a booster pump in and a separate return line just for the cleaner. And this is what propels the cleaner. The water will be shot through at a high pressure, high rate, and this will get the gears in the cleaner moving, and then the water will shoot up through venturis inside the throat of the, let's all just say Polaris, it'll shoot up through the throat of the Polaris 280, and this is what pushes all the leaf debris into the bag and traps it. So the opening on the bottom of the pressure side cleaners is very large. You could fit, I mean, I've seen rats being picked up inside there. So it's a really big opening on the bottom. It can pick up very large debris. A pile of leaves doesn't give it any trouble. It just pushes them up. It kind of works the same way that if you ever use one of those leaf masters where you hook a garden hose up to it, you turn it on and the water jets will shoot the debris up into the bag. It's the same concept with the pressure side cleaner. So the reason for the booster pump is that it needs that high pressure return to get enough pressure to push the debris up into the bag. So when you're running a pressure cleaner, you have to have the normal pool pump on. If you're running with the VS pump, it's got to be at a higher rate of speed to get the water really flowing, so at least 2600 RPMs. And then the booster pump will kick on, and that's usually a 3/4 horsepower booster pump, and that will shoot water through the return line from the main line. So it's going to use the main pump's water and shoot out to the return line of the booster pump. I know it's kind of confusing. You need to have both pumps on for it to work effectively, in other words. So the drawback I'm trying to get to is that the pressure cleaner will raise your electricity rate because you're using two pumps at the same time while it's running. On the flip side, the good news is you only need to run it for 2 or 3 hours a day. Again, you're running two pumps at the same time, so that's going to increase your utility costs. But pressure cleaners are highly effective in areas with lots of debris on the bottom, and the Polaris 280 is the go-to cleaner, I think, as a pressure cleaner. They've been around forever, and they're really effective in picking up debris, and they're very reliable. So when I was talking to Mike from Your Pool Builder, he mentioned that in Texas, what they've been doing is converting a lot of the vacuum side ports into pressure cleaners. So they would just follow the line to the equipment, cut the pipe, and then replumb it into a booster pump, and that would shoot the return water through the vacuum side port line that normally would be used for a suction cleaner. It sounds probably confusing if you're not familiar with plumbing, but basically, he said they converted the side port of a suction cleaner into a return jet for a booster pump, and they were able to install pressure cleaners when they remodel pools out there in Texas. So you can, of course, email me and I can explain that to you in more detail if you're thinking about converting your suction vacuum line to a pressure line. So in lieu of that, the manufacturers came out with cleaners that will work off the return jets only without a booster pump in those cases where your pool has a lot of debris on the bottom, but you don't have a booster pump cleaner built in when the pool was installed. So how these work is that the hoses are a little bigger, they're thicker than the thin normal hoses that you see on a return side cleaner, and you would use your regular return line to push water through. And the same concept where the water goes through the venturi in the throat of the cleaner and shoots. My phone just went off. Hold on. I just put it on mute, keeping it real here. So so it was the same thing that the pressure side cleaners, the return side cleaner works the same way, where the water gets shot through, and that traps all the debris on top of the bag. So how to get? Now you may be wondering, well, if the pressure cleaner needs a separate booster pump, how does the return side cleaner actually work? If there's no booster pump. So the typical cleaners in this category are the Polaris 360 and the Polaris TR36P, and then the Pentair Legend 2. And the way these work is you need to have, number one, at least a 1 horsepower pump, and number two, at least a full-size filter. I don't think it's going to work effectively if you live in an area where you're using like a 100 square foot cartridge filter. You need like a 60 square foot DE filter, or at least a 48 square foot DE filter, a 320 square foot cartridge filter at least. And so then with that setup, you're going to have no problem at all. And the way that it connects to the pool is through the return line. So you need to have 1.5 inch threaded return lines to connect the Polaris 360 to the pool. I'm going to just use the Polaris as the example here. So you go and you purchase a Polaris 360. You have to have threaded return lines, and then you go to connect it. I have installation videos on my channel on how to do that. And the way this works is that you have to restrict or turn off some of the return lines by plugging them with threaded plugs or getting restrictor eyeballs. And this allows the return line that the Polaris 360 is connected to have sufficient pressure to generate the water it needs to push the debris up in the bag. So they can be just as effective as a pressure side cleaner with a booster pump if you have the right system and if you restrict the return jets enough. So this creates back pressure in the filter. That's why I suggest a larger filter. So with the Polaris 360 connected to a pool, you may notice that the pressure will go up from, let's say, normally 20, it'll be at 25 or so. And that's because there's less water returning, more water being pulled into the system because you have the Polaris running on one of the return jets and you have some return jets that are restricted. This is not dangerous as long as the pressure doesn't go up too high, but it is one of the things you have to be aware of when you connect it, that you're going to create some back pressure with your pool. Another drawback with the return cleaners like the Polaris 360 is that the way the pool is designed is that it uses the return jets to push the debris towards the skimmer, and then the skimmer traps all the surface debris. Well, if you're restricting return lines and you have one return line connected to the Polaris 360, what's going to happen is you'll notice that the surface debris isn't moving into the skimmer very effectively. So that's one of the drawbacks with the return side cleaner. You can do a couple things to improve this. Number one, you can get the Skim Doctor 2.0 and put it in the skimmer, and this will increase the skimmer flow by like 30%. And this may counteract a lot of the loss of the surface skimming that the Polaris 360 creates by being connected to the return line. You can also use another return line if you're able to, if you have enough suction, by closing off one maybe, and you can use the pool skim in the other return line, and this will act as a secondary skimmer. I have a video on the pool skim. It's a great product that skims the surface debris by converting a return line into a skimmer. And so you can add those two things to the pool, and that will counteract the Polaris 360 being in the pool. And the great thing about the return side cleaner is to pick up the large debris in the bottom that the suction side cleaner may not have been able to get. So the pressure cleaners or return side cleaners are great picking up large debris. Again, the drawback with the booster pump one is that you're going to use more electricity. The drawback with the return side cleaner is you're going to restrict the flow of return jets, and so it could create more surface debris. But besides all that, they're really great at large debris. You can get the fine mesh sand silt bag for the Polaris, and it picks up sand and dirt, so it's really good. It's really effective. And I run my Polaris's with that fine sand silt bag on top, and I don't have to manually vacuum any of the pools that I have the pressure cleaners running in. So there's a good quick debriefing on the pressure and the suction cleaners. Before I move on to the robotic cleaners, how to sell these things to the customers. So a lot of pool guys don't like selling cleaners to the customers. They feel like if there's a cleaner in there, they're not going to need the service. But that's contrary, I think, to the logic of the service, because you're there for 20, 25 minutes a week, and the gardener's there sometimes after you, the wind blows, things fall into the pool. And so if the customer wants their pool looking swim ready all week long, they're going to need an automatic cleaner in their pool. And by having one in the pool, number one, you can tell them, you know, I have this cleaner I want to demo for you. So you drop in a demo cleaner and let it run for the week or two, and you'll see how nice their pool is. And the selling point of the cleaner is, with this cleaner in the pool's going to stay a lot nicer for you. And if you wanted to use the pool on a Wednesday or Thursday, and if I'm here on a Tuesday, the pool may get dirty by then, and the cleaner will make sure that the pool stays really clean. And another thing is that the cleaner saves me time. And since it saves me time, I'm able to do more pools each day. And since I'm able to do more pools each day and save time on your pool, I can keep your rates lower, and I won't have to raise your rates as often. And so by you having a cleaner in the pool, your pool will be cleaner. I won't have to charge you more money to do your pool in the future or even now. A lot of guys will give a little bit of a different rate for pools with cleaners in it and pools that don't have cleaners in it. And so keep that in mind when you're bidding for a pool. Having the cleaner in the pool, you can tell the customer that it gives you more time to spend more time on the surface, you have more time to clean the tiles, you have more time to make sure the chemistry is balanced. Basically, you're going to have more time because you're not manually vacuuming that pool every week. You're spot vacuuming, and the cleaner's doing a lot of the work in the pool and keeping it clean. If when you put a demo cleaner in the pool, they're going to really, really like the way the pool looks week in and week out, if you put the right cleaner in, of course, and it's operating correctly. So Hayward has a Try Me program where you can get three cleaners at a discounted price. Pentair has the same program, and you can talk to your local rep about signing up for the program. I suggest purchasing the Hayward pool cleaner as a demo cleaner, purchasing a Pentair Rebel or Pentair Great White. Those are great cleaners to demo in a pool. And I don't think I would demo the Creepy Crawly, even though it's a lower price cleaner. It's not quite as effective in a lot of pools, and a lot of guys have trouble setting up the Creepy Crawly. It just seems harder to fine-tune it versus the gear-type cleaner. So those are all ways you can sell the cleaners to the customers. I have no problems. Most of my pools have cleaners in them. I think only about 10% of my pools don't have a cleaner, so it saves me a lot of time. And I sell them all the time to customers, and they purchase them all the time. And as far as repairing the cleaners, if they break down, I just charge the customer for the part, and I do all the repair work without any markup on it, on the time I spend fixing the cleaner, because the cleaner saves me time there. I don't charge them for the installation of the cleaner either, and I sell the cleaner to them pretty much at cost, mainly because they can buy one online cheaper than what I can sell it to them for. So there's a small installation fee I guess built into the markup when I sell it to them, but I don't charge them any other fees when I install the cleaner. And if the customer wants to order one online, that's fine with me. They can order it, and I'll install it for them at no charge. Again, that's saving me time, so I don't have any problem installing the cleaner for the customer. So in my area, mainly we're selling suction cleaners to the customer because that's the kind of debris we get in there. We get mainly dirt, small leaves in there. If you're in a different region, you may want to demo a pressure side cleaner or a return side cleaner. Just keep in mind of what needs to be in place for a return side cleaner to be set up correctly and make sure that the customer has the right setup. If you have any questions about a return side cleaner, I have several on my route. I have a few videos of them and installation videos of them also on my channel. And so pretty much I know exactly how to set one up and which return line to restrict and what will work in what kind of pool. So you can definitely email me on that and I can help you further if you're thinking about demoing a return side cleaner for your customers. So the last type of cleaner, and this is one that you can demo very easily, is the robotic cleaner. And I really like the robotic pool cleaners. This is what I use in my pool. And I probably filmed the majority of them for different manufacturers on my channel. I've tested all of the ones that I filmed, so I know which ones go in which pool. I'm not saying I'm an expert on it, but I have a lot of practical experience with the robotic cleaners out in the field. So I can tell you exactly which cleaner is good for which particular account. The great thing about the robotic pool cleaners is that they run independent from the pool system. They have their own internal pump, and they have their own internal debris bag. Some filter down better than your pool's filtration system, down to 2 microns. So everything is self-contained inside the robotic pool cleaner and does not use the system's filtration. So in my case, in my pool, I'm running a Pentair 320 square foot cartridge filter. And I've been experimenting since this is my pool. I can do this without any problems. But I've been cleaning my filter once a year and running a robotic cleaner in there every 3 or 4 days to pick up the dirt and debris. And I tell you, when I took my filter apart a few months ago and sprayed them off, it looked like I cleaned them every 3 months. There's hardly anything getting in there. Basically, all that's going into my filtration system is the dust on the surface getting pulled in by the skimmer. And that's it. Everything else is going into the robotic pool cleaner, and which is great. It saves me a lot of work on the filtration cleaning. I don't recommend doing this. Of course, I'm just experimenting with my pool because I can do it. And I can tell when my filter does need cleaning. But the flow is great. And again, I cleaned it just once a year this last year just to test to see if the robotic cleaner is picking up a lot of dirt and keeping the my filtration system cleaner. And it is keeping my filtration system a lot cleaner. I'm also running a variable speed pump most of the day on there. So for some reason, I think the VS pumps keep the pool a lot cleaner also because they're running a lot longer than the standard pump, but that's probably for another podcast. So I really like the robotic pool cleaners. I guess the only drawback if you're trying to sell them to your customers on your service route is that they have to put them in the pool for you during the week. That way the pool is clean. A lot of times I'll get to the account and I'll throw the cleaner in for the customer and then they'll pull it out later in the week. Most of the cleaners nowadays, the newer ones, can stay in the pool for the whole week without having any problems. I'm testing the WaterTech CX1. It's the totally cordless robotic cleaner, and I have it in the pool. I left it in my pool for 2 weeks, 1 week running, 1 week off. I pulled it out. It's working fine. So a lot of the cleaners are designed to stay in the pool all week long without having any problems, and mainly because a lot of the manufacturers have really upgraded the seals in the motor, so the water is not going to seep in. Even if you leave it in the pool all week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month in a row, one of the cleaners by Aquabot, the brochure, kind of just shows you this emptying out the filter canisters, leaving the cleaner in the pool, not even pulling it out. I think it was the Aquabot Elite, where you just leave the cleaner on the first step, take out the filter cartridges, clean them, the debris chambers, I mean, and clean them and put them back in and let the robot go without even removing it from the pool. So I think this is the wave of the future. The robotic cleaners are going to be more and more popular, and they're really easy to sell to the customers. I mean, your pool's going to look a lot cleaner. You're not going to have, it's not going to use the pool's filtration system. They're very easy to use. You just plug them in, turn the power on, or if there's a timer, you set the timer, the runtime, and then after the 3 hours or 4 hours, you just pull it out and you're done and you clean out the debris chamber. So they're a great cleaner, I think, and I think moving forward, you're going to see a lot more robotic pool cleaners as the price point continues to drop and they're becoming more affordable for the customers. And they're great in all surface types. There's some for every surface type. And they're really great for large debris, really great for dust. So they pretty much do everything a pressure cleaner and a suction cleaner do on a better scale and in a better way. And if you ever have a pool and a robotic pool cleaner on your route, you'll see how well it cleans if it's running correctly. And if the debris chambers are being cleaned out on a regular basis, the pool will be pretty much spotless up to the water line. So I really recommend robotic pool cleaners. If you're looking to get a cleaner, consider that also as a choice for a cleaner. It's about the same price as a pressure cleaner with the booster pump for a high-end robotic pool cleaner. There are also a lot of robotic pool cleaners that are in the suction side price range. So I think I covered a lot of ground on the automatic cleaners. And if you have any questions, you can definitely email me. Go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and email me there. If you're a homeowner, I have an ebook available for you for $9.99. I have a print book also. And I have a lot of automatic pool cleaner reviews on my website. I give you the top suction side cleaners, pressure side, and robotic pool cleaners on my site. So that makes shopping and purchasing easier for you. It takes all the guesswork out of it. And I also have my first pool product, and it goes along with the suction side cleaners. It's called the Hole-in-One Basket. And this is a way to connect your suction cleaner to the skimmer and still have all the debris trapped into a basket. It's basically a basket with a hole in the bottom to stick the suction cleaner hose through into the regulator. And you can find out more about the Hole-in-One Basket at holeinonebasket.com. Also on my website, you can go there and I have a banner of the Hole-in-One Basket on every page. You can just click on that. That'll take you to the Hole-in-One Basket site. And you can order that for $15.99. And it's a great way to hook up a suction side cleaner to your skimmer. And if you're doing this service as a business, you can also check out my coaching site where I can give you one-on-one help for as little as $10 a month. You can text me in real time. And there's also a lot of great benefits. 10% off your liability insurance and 10% off the Riptide pool vacuum system. So I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. Have a great rest of your week and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.